USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After blocking a Senate move to vote on increasing coronavirus stimulus checks on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced an alternative proposal. In it, the checks are increased from $600 to $2,000, but it comes with attachments that may not work, probing allegations of election fraud and a repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects social media platforms from being sued, are included. Congressman-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana's 5th District died Tuesday evening from a heart attack brought on by COVID-19. He was 41 years old. Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near-zero-degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills Energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Here's a story that will not be broadcast on mainstream media. The most admired man in America right now, President Donald Trump. USA Radio News Dan Naraki has more on the Gallup poll.
According to a new poll, President Trump is the most admired man in America. The yearly Gallup poll shows Trump edging out former President Obama to take the top spot this year. President-elect Joe Biden, Pope Francis, the Dalai Lama, and LeBron James also made the top 10. The sitting president has been named most admired in 60 of the poll's 74 years. Michelle Obama took the top spot as the most admired woman, with Vice President Elect Kamala Harris in second, and First Lady Melania Trump in third. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The United Kingdom has authorized use of AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine, becoming the first country to approve an easy-to-handle shot that its developers hope will become the vaccine of the world. The United States has found its first case of the COVID-19 variant that has been seen in the UK and is thought to be more transmissible. The case involves a man in his 20s who is in an isolation southeast of Denver, Colorado. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Less than a week away, the Georgia Senate runoffs will decide the fate of power in the United States. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
With a week to go before a pair of Senate runoff elections in Georgia, more than 2.3 million people have already voted. About 1.5 million have taken advantage of in-person early voting, while another 800,000 mail-in ballots have been received. Representative Elise Stefanik says it's vital for Georgia Republicans to get out and vote. The New York Republican tells Fox News that Georgia is the only thing keeping radical Democrats from control of the Senate.
This is something that the RNC, as well as the Republican Senate majority, is really focused on, as well as the Georgia GOP, making sure that we have ballot integrity and security in our election system. Every vote matters, and we need to make sure that every Republican voter turns out, because if our voter turns out, we win. We cannot hand over the control of the United States Senate to Chuck Schumer. I see it in New York, how radical far left he is. He does not represent mainstream America. Certainly, he doesn't represent my district or mainstream Georgia. So for those, we need them to turn out to vote. Early vote is now until Thursday or in person on Election Day. Every vote's going to matter in this race.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Japanese company Sumitomo Forestry has announced a joint development project with Kyoto University to test the idea of using wood as a component in satellite construction. Some of the major components in most satellites include aluminum, Kevlar, and aluminum alloys, which are able to withstand both temperature extremes and constant bombardment by radiation. The major benefit of wood-based satellites is they would burn up completely when returning to Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bryant.